This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. All this really became clear to me after talking with Francis Boyle, actually interviewing him. Now, this is Mike Adams. Welcome to this pandemic.news update for February 26th. I just interviewed Francis Boyle earlier today, and what he described plays out like this. Suppose, well, it's about how the vaccine industry and the bioweapons industry are one and the same. And so these people come to Congress and they ask for money via the NIH, typically, for example. And they say, oh, hi, we're the vaccine researchers. We need hundreds of billions of dollars. And then Congress asks them, why do you need hundreds of billions of dollars over several years? And they say, well, we need to build vaccines against biological weapons. And then Congress maybe says, well, why would we need vaccines against biological weapons? And the researchers answer basically saying, well, because we are building them. So wait a minute. You need money to develop vaccines to protect people from the weapons that you're developing. So in other words, if we gave you no money and you didn't develop weapons and you didn't develop vaccines, we'd be just as good off as we are now. In fact, probably better, since we wouldn't have a global pandemic caused by the weapon system that you built and that you sold to China, and then China modified into a weapon and accidentally released or on purpose released, and now we're all facing a pandemic. So this is why you need money to build more weapons like this? And the answer is yes. This is what they're doing. They're building weapon systems. And then they're building vaccines to protect us against the weapon systems that they built. Something seems insane about that whole industry, which Francis Boyle calls the death science industry. And he says there are 13,000 scientists working in the death science industry, and that they should all be imprisoned. I mean, shut down the labs, arrest them, throw them in prison. And you know what? Francis Boyle is not wrong about that. Not wrong about that at all. How many millions of lives are we about to see extinguished by this coronavirus, which was weaponized, it was engineered, it's been proven again and again? How many millions of people are going to die around the world? Well, according to some estimates, maybe half the world population gets infected. That's, what, over 3.6 billion people. And if you have a death rate even of just 1%, which is really on the low side, then that's 36 million deaths. So are you telling me that 36 million deaths caused by this industry, caused by these people because they built a weapon system that murders humanity, 36 million deaths, six times larger than the Holocaust, that we should keep funding these lunatics? Lunatics that Francis Boyle calls Nazi scientists, because that's the history of it. They're Nazi scientists. They were brought into the U.S. to develop these weapon systems from the origin of Nazi scientists working for Adolf Hitler, part of the eugenics program, part of the depopulation program. And now they're working in America at universities, and they're building weapon systems, and they're sharing them with China. Wow. And we're supposed to keep funding this? Something seems incredibly evil and insane about that entire dynamic, doesn't it? Makes no sense whatsoever. So it all begs the question, where do we go from here? You see, science has produced amazing technicians in every area where we pursue it. So we have scientists who work on nuclear weapons, and year after year, they produce more efficient nuclear weapons, more efficient delivery systems, larger nuclear yields, more devastating weapons. In the area of kinetic weapons, we have railguns now. You know, electromagnetic railguns that the Navy is about to deploy that can shoot projectiles for, I don't know, how many miles? 50 miles or something? Maybe it's longer. We've got better weapons, I mean, more and more advanced systems that can kill people with lasers. And it just goes on and on. High explosives, the mother of all bombs, the MOABs. If we continue to research biological weapons, then we, humanity, we are going to get better and better at killing human beings. Is this what science has now come to? Getting paid to be a more efficient mass murderer? Being paid as a scientist to research the tool for the next mega holocaust? Is this what science has come to? Because it seems so. If we get better at this, and we will, because humans are clever creatures, and the funding is there, and there are no repercussions, and none of these scientists are arrested or shut down, then won't we end up with the ultimate doomsday biological killing machine that will be absolutely unstoppable? And of course, China will get its hands on it. And of course, it will leak out or it will be deployed. One way or another, it will murder humans, billions of humans. In fact, this virus alone, this coronavirus, it might kill 350 million people, possibly. Hopefully not, but what if it mutates? It's already mutating, by the way. There's a mutation that's been discovered in Iran infections that's different from the Wuhan version. So it's already evolving. It's adapting. It's already a more efficient killer than what was originally designed. This Pandora's box has been opened, and it can't be shut. And it was all done in the name of science and vaccines. And the vaccine industry is going to try to desperately position itself as the savior of humanity by producing a vaccine to counter the very same weapon system that was developed by the very same scientists that say they're working on vaccines. It's the vaccine industry in conjunction with the death industry of biological weapons that is killing humanity, and yet they claim to be our saviors. This is sheer insanity, and this is why it must be stopped. In fact, every environmentalist in the world who's concerned about carbon dioxide or nuclear material, nuclear waste, or nuclear weapons, you know what? This biological warfare threat is a far greater threat. It's now number one on my radar, and I warned about this 8 years ago, talking about Stop Out of Control Science, SOS. That was a piece I did, some videos and some articles in 2012. And now here we are with things happening that I warned about. Precisely, I warned about biological weapons. And I had a whole category that I described back then of self-replicating weapons, self-replicating systems that can't be controlled once they're loose. So bioweapons is one of them, but there's another that is sort of nanomachines that self-replicate and create what's sometimes called the gray goo, the grand gray goo, which is just like an endless sort of tidal wave of nanobots that disassemble everything at the molecular level and then reassemble themselves to be essentially weapon systems. Now, we don't have an outbreak of that happening around the world, but that technology is possible. What we have right now is a biological nanoscale, you know, virus weapon system that is replicating and it is disassembling people, starting with their lungs. And it's killing people. And it could kill hundreds of millions. And it could mutate. It could theoretically become far worse and kill a billion people. Why are we funding this? Why does this industry even exist? And these people dare to attack us for selling natural herbs and superfoods and supplements while they are building weapons that destroy humanity and mass murder innocent human beings, even children all around the world. And they attack us because we believe in nutrition while they're building devastating weapons of mass destruction with non-selective murder from the inside out that disassemble your lungs and make you suffocate to death inside your own body. That is beyond sick. It's beyond evil. It's demonic. It's an affront to life as we know it. And Francis Boyle's right. Francis Boyle is a voice that we should have listened to 20 years ago. And I regret that I didn't know of him until recently. I should have been listening to him 20 years ago. Well, we're listening to him now. We need a nationwide, we need a global movement to stop this death science industry. That's what has to happen. We need millions of people marching in front of the labs. Shut it down. Shut it down. But Trump is all in with big pharma and the vaccine industry now. It's shameful. He's all in because he wants the stock market to do well. So if there's money to be made from big pharma selling vaccines, it seems to me that Trump is cheerleading for that. And that just makes me nauseated, frankly. I mean, look, I don't want a Democrat in the White House. You know that about me. But my God, President Trump, stop promoting big pharma and the death industry, please, for the sake of humanity. And Trump himself may be a victim of this. I mean, if this devastates humanity, people Trump's age are among the most likely victims of this. I mean, Trump is a healthy person, and he seems incredibly robust, more so than most human beings, but he's at the age that's high risk. I don't want to see anything affect him or any of us. I don't want America to be impacted by this, but now it's loose, and we can't stop it. And I'm sorry, but all the bullshit explanations from the CDC and the WHO and the NIH and fake news media is not going to stop this virus. And all the money pumping from the Federal Reserve is not going to repair the supply chains. We, humanity, we have set into motion a death machine, a global death machine that cannot be stopped. And now, on a cosmic scale, we are about to suffer the consequences of what we, humanity, have unleashed. And yet, here we are still to this day, trying to wake people up to the reality of what I'm describing here. And people refuse to listen. Rush Limbaugh refuses to listen. President Trump refuses to listen. Congress, for the most part, refuses to listen. The media, the journalists, they refuse to listen. They just want to push more vaccines and more pharmaceuticals and have more higher stock prices and claim that they are saving us from the very damn things that they built and unleashed upon our world that are killing us. It's sickening. I covered this, of course, at pandemic.news. I appreciate your support. There's a voice in my head that is screaming at me to stop spending time doing articles and podcasts and focus on preparedness and focus on building up natural medicines and antivirals and maybe film videos, more videos, and share them with people about how to do extracts. I'm going to do that. I'm going to show you how to make your own herbal extracts using an ultrasonic jewelry cleaner. How about that? I've got to do it. But there's a voice in my head that's begging me to get prepared, because what's coming will be a human tidal wave of unprepared, panicked, infected masses. Basically, zombie apocalypse. That's what we're looking at. Zombie apocalypse. No longer science fiction. About to become reality. About to come to a city near you. This is where we are. So, wow. Stay informed. Keep reading pandemic.news. Share my videos. Thank you to that caller who called in to Rush Limbaugh the other day. I don't know who you are, but you were incredibly eloquent in asking your question, and you were right to ask that question. And we welcome you. We'll post videos to Brighteon, you know? We've got to share the word. We've got to spread the news on this. We are in the crosshairs of this virus. All of us, each of us, you and I, everybody we know could be wiped out by this. You know, entire families are killed in China. They've been wiped out, gone. The entire family, gone overnight. This could start happening in America. And there's nothing being done to stop it. The testing is not being done in America. The CDC is not testing. The FDA is not testing. There is no testing being done. I mean, beyond about 16 people a day. That's it. It's beyond insane. The outbreak is spreading, and no one is aware. Well, today's February 27th, I think. I think that's the day. Man, I can't keep track anymore. But I think it's February 27th, and I got to buy some grain for my donkeys, and I got to buy some food for the goats, and I'm trying to stockpile food for my pets, too, and my farm animals. And I'm not prepared. I'm not as ready as I should be, and probably you're not either. I mean, I prepared for 20 years, and I still don't feel ready. So we'll see where this goes. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.